Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, is it recording? I see the red button is pressed and there's squiggly lines, so we've got audio. Good. Don't really know why I'm recording this. Maybe I'll edit it out later or something. Fuck it. For now, I'm just going to talk. Right, where shall we begin? How about with an intro? Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Hello and welcome to Enigmatic Mysteries of the Unknown, a.k.a. the musings of a lonely man on the internet with a decent Wi-Fi connection and an all right mic and the need to tell the truth. My name is David Fothergill Attenborough Windsor. Don't bother looking around on the internet for who I am. You won't find me. That name was completely made up. Except for the David part. Dave is my name. David. Or is it? Dun dun dun. God, I sound stupid. No one's going to bother listening to this shit. Why do I even bother? Because of what I know. That's why. What I found. So let's start with some answers to the whys. Why enigmatic mysteries of the unknown? I know, it's a bloody mouthful. But you're not the one who has to say it. I do. I was going to go with something really vague and obscure, like watercolors of the future, or learning how to watch paint really dry, or how to get completely, utterly lost on the tube before you even start. You see, my thinking was to keep this podcast hidden and sort of secret from, you know, those listening in. The government, MI5 and or MI6, the FBI, CIA, pick your clandestine voyeur poison, your J. Edgar Hoover listening in wearing stockings and garters and a really tight bra. And I don't know why I just said that, but it's been recorded. And I made a promise to myself when I started EMU, that's Enigmatic Mysteries of the Unknown, that I wasn't going to censor myself. And I know, saying EMU makes me sound like a complete twat. We'll stick with the full title from now on. No, I'm not bonkers. I'm just governmentally and conspiratorially challenged. Excuse me while I get rid of the excess saliva. So where was I? Right, so if I used any of those vague titles I already mentioned, I wouldn't get any listeners who'd be interested in what I'm interested in, who want to find out what I want to find out. I'd get people looking for art, or helping with the London Underground, or someone curious about paint drying. Basically the wrong sorts of people. Also, if they, whoever they might be, really want to find me, it doesn't matter what I call the fucking thing. They'll find it. Finding me, however, is a completely different kettle of fish to fry. So, let me give a little background on yours truly. No siblings. My mum and dad are missing. Dad went first. No, he didn't scarper off because he was sick of me and my mum. He just was gone one day. Left his wallet and watch, anything he might have cared about to take with him. I was in my teens. We waited a few days, wanting, wishing him to come home through that front door. But he never did. We got in touch with the police. They eventually gave Scotland Yard a ring, and they did a big investigation. Found nothing. Found out nothing. Nothing. But you move on. No, not really. You never do. But you keep living. One day after another. One foot in front of t'other. And things sort of go back to normal. My mum went when I was a lot older. Same exact circumstances. Had my own place, well, with flatmates and my own job. Got a call from friend's mum saying she'd arranged to meet, but my mater never showed. So I went round to her house when I had the chance, thinking the worst, of course, and that's exactly what I found. An empty home screaming the word orphan at me. Life was shit for a long time after that. I hit rock bottom a few times, but some friends picked me up each time. I got back on my feet, and for the last 3 years I've been a faithful courier under the purview of Canary Wharf, bringing important wankers important pieces of paper. It's work. Gets me lots of fresh air and plenty of rain, of course. And it's gotten to a point now where I can't really say I'm happy, but things are going okay for a change. Anyway, enough with the bleak shit, let's move on. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, so to speak. Something's not right in this world. Well, there's a lot that's not right in this world, actually. You and I already know that. But if you peel back the layer of ordinary life, strip away the facade of mundanity, you find things that can't be explained by normal means. Questions that can't be answered by science and logic. This sort of stuff's been talked about since the first Homo sapiens looked up in the mysterious sky and asked, what if? What if aliens came to Earth? What if ghosts are real? What if there are doors that take you to places you should not go? To other places in time, other dimensions, other worlds. Call it fairy, call it Planet X, call it the fucking Twilight Zone. It's definitely not Kansas anymore. Now, most people out there on the street, if you try to talk to them about any of this stuff, they'll look at you like you've got two heads. But I know there are those of you out there who do believe in slivers of truth, nuggets of a story that pings with your reality. It resonates with you because you've had an experience in your life. Something happened to you to make you believe, to make you wonder and ask questions and look for answers. There are podcasts out there on the internet doing just this. Podcasts that are considered strange and unusual, addressing the unexplained, the mind-bogglingly weird. They're talking about it, opening it up and peeling off the layers like a cosmic game of pass the parcel. Some of them hide behind the facade of fiction, while others profess it to be true. I'm talking about podcasts like The Black Tapes, Welcome to Night Vale, Archive 81, The Box, and Tennis. A couple of these are about specific locations, towns. The two that come to mind are Welcome to Night Vale and Tennis. Oh, and another one I just found out called Limetown. Now, these podcasts have specific websites with lots of information on them, not just about the podcast, but also the town they're talking about. And then, of course, there are lots of message boards scattered around the internet where people are talking about them. And Reddit is just off the charts. Well, about a lot of things, but especially under the subreddits of these podcasts. And then there's Ostium. I found the Ostium podcast about a month ago. Was just googling around, going from one site to t'other, seeing how deep down the rabbit hole I could go on the topics of the mysterious, unexplained, and unsolved. Okay. I can hear you laughing all the way down those itsy-bitsy internet tubes. I might as well have just said I googled people, ghosts, and phenomena. I know. It was intended to be vague. Deceptively so. But that's because Ostium is something unique. Special. And I don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry following in my footsteps and jumping to outrageous conclusions. I'm the only one who's going to be making those outrageous conclusions, whether there's jumping involved or not. This is, after all, the enigmatic mysteries of the unknown. It's my bloody podcast. And I know I found something. I stumbled across this simple WordPress site by accident. Possibly. I don't really know. It was a blog called Ostium. There was one posting. It was just an audio file. I played it and listened to an incredible story about someone named Jake discovering a secret town in California. And honestly, there wasn't really anything remarkable about the story he told. No supposed ghosts or purported demons. No little green men or portals leading to another dimension. Just a strange-looking town in the middle of nowhere with no people in it, locked up tight. Yeah, if that didn't grab your interest, then I don't know what will. But the way this man told the story, even though it was hours after the fact, it was emotional, powerful. He convinced me. The determination and hunger in his voice just made me believe. I thought it was pretty weird that there really wasn't anything else on the site, just that one blog post with the one audio file. No description or words. I don't know if there'll be anything more, any sort of follow-up post. He ended it indicating he was going to go back to Ostium and try to get inside. So presumably there'll be another recording. I'll keep checking. Keep a tab open on that site and refresh it every time I refresh my Twitter feed and Facebook page. You know, only a couple billion times a day then.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So while I was waiting for something more to show up on the blog, I started digging around and seeing if I could find anything about what the bloody hell an ostium is. Jake, that's the person who did the recording, at least he said his name was Jake, talked about it a bit, that its literal definition is some sort of door, from the Latin. An entryway, a passage, a portal even. It was pretty much all inclusive of something that takes you from point A to point B through a door. So yeah, pretty fucking vague, I know. But also intriguing. He went to the various incarnations of the ostium website to see what he could find. Found nothing useful, really, so naturally, I had to do the same thing, just to see if he was telling me a bunch of codswallop, or see if I could stumble on anything. Ostium.com took me to a blank site. Nothing there. It wasn't so much that it was unregistered, as it looked more like someone somewhere owned it, but wasn't doing anything with it at the moment. You could go to a link and get in contact with the owner and make an offer to buy it, but that was all she wrote on the matter. Ostium.net took me to a site looking like it was eventually going to turn into something. It said Ostium Network at the top with the door beneath it. There was a test post that was literally just called that and nothing else, with no writing in the post. Not really that shocking or even interesting for that matter. But the important thing is, it's different from what Jake saw according to his recording. Also, I know ostium means door, but what the hell is the ostium network? And what does the door mean? A capital T for the and capital D for door. Bit suspicious that, no? Ostium.co.uk took me to an under-construction page. Even had the little digging man image. Though it did say that someone had just registered the site. So far we've got all three of these sites with pretty much bugger all on them. Yes, very mysterious, I know. The last one Jake tried was ostium.it, because it's a Latin word. When he did, he got taken to some lawyer's site called Minucci. When I tried it, I just got a dead page that said, this site can't be reached. So at this point, I'm pretty much at a standstill. Going in all directions at once by not moving. I'm all out of ideas, other than refreshing the ostium site and putting my hands together and praying there'll be some sort of update or something new soon. Oh, and there was one weird thing about Jake's recording. He talked a little bit about how he was actually able to narrow down which road to go on to find the town. Or I guess since it's in America, it'll be a freeway or a highway or whatever they bloody call them. It's a bloody road, isn't it? Anyway, he said he cleared his mind, closed his eyes, and just kind of concentrated and got a feeling. A sense of direction about which way to go. Yeah, now that I think about it, I guess there was an element of the unknown in the recording. Sounds pretty much like a minor case of ESP. That's extrasensory perception for you paranormal Luddites. And that really is it. I guess I'll make my next installment when something else actually happens. If it happens. I hope it does. I'm really interested. I want to know what ostium is, what the mystery behind it is. And it's not like I've got the dosh to hop on an airplane and fly over to California and find it for myself. So if you can, wait patiently for my next update. And know that I won't be, of course. Oh, and it's time to invoke the mantra for enigmatic mysteries of the unknown. The sleepers are awaking.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.